I've asked the question back at our September meeting, and I didn't get an answer yet, but I've been assured that I will get an answer, and I will really revert to the people who asked me the question. And I'm sure, I just thought that it was an inordinate time to wait 8 weeks for such a simple answer. And I felt aggrieved, because some things that we were doing within Donegal County Council, the councillors feel that when they do ask a question, that it takes time to get back, and maybe our general public don't think that we're doing the job for them. But it's sometimes it's difficult to get an answer from the executive. But we have asked our chief executive to look into that, and we've been assured this won't happen.
And this relates also to, on occasions when you would seek for works to be done and your motion is passed, but you're still waiting on an answer for that as well.
Yeah, it all rolls into the one. It's a time factor. I know that Donegal County Council, they must tick all the boxes when they're doing these, but at the same time, I think that for a simple question to be asked, there were three or four questions asked on the net in particular, and no answer came back. The other two councillors, one of the councillors unfortunately wasn't there, but I just feel it's like, if we ask the question, we're entitled to get an answer for it. Remelton, which was, 20 kilometres up the road, were charged €1,219 for road closures for their community festival. Not for profit, nothing for anything, just a community festival to run to boost the tourists in Remelton over the summer. And I feel that all community groups should, no matter what it is, that we have to look at the price of road closures for community groups, because it's a huge factor, paying over 1,200 quid for road closures.